60 seconds in a minute. 60 minutes in an hour. 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. Reacher ballparked the calculation in his head and came up with a little more than 30 million seconds in any 12-month span, during which time nearly 10 million significant crimes would be committed in the United States alone, roughly one every 3 seconds. Not rare. To see one actually take place, right in front of you, up close and personal, was not inherently unlikely. Location mattered, of course. Crime went where people went. Odds were better in the center of a city than the middle of a meadow. Reacher was in a hollowed-out town in Maine. Not near a lake, not on the coast, nothing to do with lobsters. But once upon a time it had been good for something. That was clear. The streets were wide and the buildings were brick. There was an air of long-gone prosperity. What might once have been grand boutiques were now dollar stores. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. Those dollar stores were at least doing some business. There was a coffee franchise. There were tables out. The streets were almost crowded. The weather helped. The first day of spring, and the sun was shining. Richard turned into a street so wide it had been closed to traffic and called a plaza. There were cafe tables in front of blunt red buildings either side, and maybe 30 people meandering in the space between. Richard first saw the scene head on, with the people in front of him, randomly scattered. Later, he realized the ones that mattered most had made a perfect shape, like a capital letter T. He was at its base, looking upward, and 40 yards in the distance, on the crossbar of the T, was a young woman, walking at right angles through his field of view from right to left ahead of him, across the wide street, direct from one sidewalk to the other. She had a canvas tote bag hooked over her shoulder. The canvas looked to be medium weight, and it was a natural color, pale against her dark shirt. She was maybe 20 years old, or even younger. She could have been as young as 18. She was walking slow, looking up, liking the sun on her face. Then, from the left-hand end of the crossbar, and much faster, came a kid running, head-on, toward her. Same kind of age. Sneakers on his feet, tight black pants, sweatshirt with a hood on it. He grabbed the woman's bag and tore it off her shoulder. She was sent sprawling, her mouth open in some kind of breathless exclamation. The kid in the hood tucked the bag under his arm like a football, and he jinked to his right, and he set off running down the stem of the T, directly toward Reacher at its base. Then, from the right-hand end of the crossbar came two men in suits, walking the same sidewalk-to-sidewalk direction the woman had used. They were about 20 yards behind her. The crime happened right in front of them. They reacted the same way most people do. They froze for the first split second, and then they turned and watched the guy run away, and they raised their arms in a spirited but incoherent fashion, and they shouted something that might have been, "Hey!" Then they set out in pursuit, like a starting gun had gone off. They ran hard, knees pumping, coattails flapping. Cops, Reacher thought. Had to be, because of the unspoken unison. They hadn't even glanced at each other. Who else would react like that? 40 yards in the distance, the young woman scrambled back to her feet and ran away. The cops kept on coming, but the kid in the black sweatshirt was 10 yards ahead of them and running much faster. They were not going to catch him. No way. Their relative numbers were negative. Now the kid was 20 yards from Reacher, dipping left, dipping right, running through the broken field, about 3 seconds away, with one obvious gap ahead of him, one clear path. Now, 2 seconds away, Reacher stepped right, one pace. Now 1 second away. Another step? Reacher bounced the kid off his hip and sent him down in a sliding tangle of arms and legs. The canvas bag sailed up in the air, and the kid scraped and rolled about 10 more feet, and then the men in the suits arrived and were on him. A small crowd pressed close. The canvas bag had fallen about 1 yard from Reacher's feet. It had a zipper across the top, closed tight. Reacher ducked down to pick it up, but then he thought better of it. Better to leave the evidence undisturbed, such as it was. He backed away a step. More onlookers gathered at his shoulder,